WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, everyone. This is Angelina Love.
This is the undisputed future, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
This is WWE superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie.
And this is Nikki. And we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you.
Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
Everyone, welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check out his YouTube channel, YouTube.com/MBG1211 to see his all-new web series, including Hollowmania and Special Delivery. You can also check out our amazing sponsors, GreatWork.net and FightBooth.com, and check us out over at WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, and, well, GreatWork.net. There you go again. I'm your host, Lindsay Warren. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
I'm here. We're live. It's a thing. Hi, everybody. You can catch us live at WildTalkRadio.com, GreatWork.net, or RackRadioShow.com. You can tweet the show at Rack Radio Show at Wild Talk Radio or at Lynn's Word. Throughout the night, we'll read your comments on the air. We'll answer all the important questions because we got a lot to get into. Yes, it is a very long night. It is a very long show. Why? Because there's two pay-per-views sort of this weekend. Yay!
And we have an analyst with us.
We do.
The NXT analyst, TJ Omega.
Yes, taking a break from my YouTube chamble tonight.
Your chamble?
My chamble.
All right.
Very busy.
Yay.
Chamble.
Very, 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 very busy chamble. And, well, we have another guest, too.
Hailing from the lonely office in the basement brings to us the hardest working man working for the Eva Marie fan club, the assistant to the assistant to the assistant regional analyst, the intern, Kane Kittens.
I forgot that damn bumper. Dear God. I leave class, I get here in time to do this, and I get greeted with that.
It's done with love.
Not dignity,
yeah.
But love.
Heaps of, yeah.
Well, which matters to you more, love or dignity?
Well...
We may have to eventually change the fan club, unless he's going to try to keep that open. For business, even though she's no
longer never
longer.
Part of that fan club.
No, you've always been. Always been.
A founding member.
Since day one. You've been day one-ish in the Eva Marie fan club.
Rock, I hate you.
We could put you in a more Christian club if you're up for that one.
He was back on TV.
Anyway, we're here for things. So, what do we got to talk about, Lindsay?
We have a ton of stuff to talk about tonight. We've got the Royal Rumble. We've got NXT TakeOver. We do have a couple of quick news notes, but of course, because of course, we have a super stacked show, right? There's four of us on this show. So, you know, what does WWE need to do? They need to drop some major news this week. Those bastards. So, you know, We're going to cover one in the first segment, we're going to cover one in the second segment, because that's how we roll on this show. So the first news, which we're going to be doing a more in-depth review of this. We've got way too much to talk about tonight, so we're just going to give it a quick shout out, because there really isn't that much to go into right now, so we're kind of waiting for more details before we actually record anything. But the rumors are true. It's official, y'all. In 2020, the XFL is back.
I thought you were going to say OTL's back in 2020. Thought that was a big announcement. No?
It could be.
Not happening.
Shut up and take my money, Rock. Shut up and take my money.
Don't encourage him.
But you could bring it back.
I could. I won't.
No, the XFL is back. They are going to reimagine football once again. No politics, no social issues, all action. The XFL is back. Led by Vince McMahon, but not led by Vince McMahon. He's going to be hiring a bunch of people to run the company. And, yeah, it's going to be a thing of some sort of proportion. It is going to take place in 2020. In the winter months, someone asked him if it was going to be a spring league. It is not a spring league. He was very persistent on that. It is going to be right after basically the NFL is done.
But that's essentially a spring league.
But it's still technically winter for like 6 weeks. So it's technically winter. Whether or not the groundhog
season. It's a wing league?
Who said a wing league?
Well, you know, it's half winter, half spring.
That was Tim Stein bad. Just saying.
Somebody's got to do it on this network, damn it.
I know, right? So, yeah. I'm excited for it because it's football and the intern knows we all enjoy football.
Yeah, I'm cautiously waiting to see what happens with this because I very much remember the first instance of the XFL and no offense, that was a giant clusterfuck of a thing. I'm glad that they're taking their time. I'm glad that he's going to be consulting with a lot more people with this. Medical personnel, NFL, you know, like football personnel, coaches, players, fans, to try and make it right. But part of me is still very cautious about it because it is Vince, and I'm wondering if he's going to be in the ear of the announcers, much like he is Michael Cole and Corey Graves.
That is one thing we need to point out. There will be no crossover from WWE at all. No announcers, no wrestlers, no nothing. It is going to be strictly, this is Alpha Entertainment, this is the XFL. It is two separate entities.
Yeah, and we can get more into this. We'll do a Rack Extra about it, so if you guys want to come back on and talk XFL with us, you're welcome to. But yeah, so we'll give you all the facts, everything, break it down for you when all the facts come out, because the announcement just got dropped today. Everybody's still trying to figure out what's going on with it, but it's pretty exciting.
It is, and if you want more information, go over to the Twitters at Wild Talk Radio and at Rack Radio Show. I live tweeted the press conference, so you can check it all out there.
Ding! But now, we're going to jump right into NXT TakeOver Philly, which emanates live from Rock's hometown of Philadelphia. Woo-woo. Is there anything left after the playoffs? Is it still standing?
It is standing. I'll let you know on February 5th what is left.
Is it still on fire?
It was never on fire.
Well, I didn't know if they tried to fry things up with the Crisco on the light poles or
no,
not.
No, they did not. No one tried to light things on fire.
Well, you don't know that because nothing caught fire. They could have tried.
They could have tried. But
they could have tried.
We're not like other cities. We don't try to burn down our city, so we're good.
Yet. You haven't tried to burn down your city yet.
I was going to say, they haven't lost yet, so.
We're not Chicago. We have class.
Exactly.
They just punch horses in the face.
A horse can take it. They're strong. They're really, really strong. Anyway, let's talk about the show.
Let's talk about the show.
Oh, I guess I'm leading. All right. So yes. On the show.
You have the notes. You lead.
So do you have. You have the notes as well.
Oh, shit. Write the sheet.
I said, hey, I wrote some notes here.
No. No, that was in case you subway me again in the middle of the show like you did last week.
That was not a thing.
That was totally a thing. You left me alone by myself without adult supervision for like 2 minutes.
Oh my god, 2 minutes.
Of me sitting here babbling like an idiot because we're doing freaking picks. And he's like, be right back. I take a phone call.
We weren't doing picks. We were talking Raw. Anyway, we're talking picks now. NXT TakeOver Philadelphia in a match that has had no television build whatsoever. Cassius Ohno versus the Velveteen Dream. Everyone found out about this because of the Triple H conference call yesterday afternoon. So, this is just to get the Velveteen Dream over, right?
Well, I'm pretty sure he and Johnny Gargano already did that, but yeah, sure.
Just put him over, right, guys? Because he's been on a losing streak, even though he's had two good matches. They've been losses.
Yeah. He deserves a win at this point. Like, not just needs a win, deserves it. Like, I really just want to see him go over on an NXT.
Brent.
I feel like
Leads. I say Brent.
Wow. You know, we're completely comfortable with this format here. I
know. Right?
It's only three purple people on this call, right?
Brent, your thoughts.
Honestly, they need to build up the Velveteen Dream. You've had him have some good matches, but he needs to get some of those wins to just take him up a notch. Otherwise, he's going to fall into the same category as Baron Corbin on the main roster, or Dolph Ziggler, or, and I hate to say this at some points, Bray Wyatt, where you want to build him up, and then you give him a losing streak against people, and it just neuters it. So he needs to string some together. Cassius can play the good person and lay down in this, and still make it a good entertaining match. But yeah, Dream needs this. He really does.
Lindsay, your thoughts?
I feel like they have big plans for Velveteen Dream, but he just kind of keeps getting stuck behind everybody else. So yeah, this is a way to start building him up, to start putting him out there more. They've established him as a serious threat, even though he's lost because he's hung in with Aleister Black, he's hung in with Johnny Gargano. Now they're going to put him in there with Cassius Ohno. So yeah, this is going to be a really good match. Side note, this is probably coming from Dream's comments from NXT 2 weeks ago, where he's like, oh, I could have totally beaten Ohno with like one hand tied behind my back or in like a minute or whatever. So that's probably where they're basing this off of.
It is.
I guess.
That is the only storyline tie into this one.
I mean, that's the only way I can figure to tie it all together. But yeah, this is a way to put Ohno out there, to put Dream out there. They're going to probably have a really good match together if they're given the time to. And this should be entertaining.
I think they were not ready for the reaction Dream got at last TakeOver. I think that took them by surprise, because it was Dream's first loss, and they were blown away by the crowd reaction, and we didn't see him that next set of tapings, because he was supposedly injured. Good job, Brent. And now we saw him in Atlanta, so they came back really strong against Johnny Gargano. So I guess they see something in him. I think he still needs a lot of work, but he's getting the crowd connection, good or bad, so that's the step in the right direction with him.
I mean, for being 22, he's doing things that you don't normally do at that age. Like, he can capture the crowd's attention. He can get over a character that otherwise wouldn't be taken seriously. And yeah, he's put on some stellar matches that I never expected out of him, coming up from Tough Enough and getting very little TV time on NXT. That was his first high-profile match, and he owned the moment. Like, he took full advantage of the opportunity, and yeah, it strikes me as they just had no idea he would go out there and get that much attention or get that kind of crowd reaction.
Well, I think, too, the crowd wasn't expecting that from him, so when they got that, that's, I think, what's spurring the reaction, where it's like, oh my god, this is amazing, and then it's like, to see him and Gargano live, and to see them do that match live, it's like, holy crap, this is really good. This is really amazing. So it's like, I don't think the fans were necessarily expecting him to deliver that caliber of a match, just based on the character and what we've seen of the character, because you're right, it's super hokey. It can go in a whole new level of gold dust direction really, really quickly. But they haven't gone there with it. They've made it very serious. They've grounded it. And it's eccentric, but it's not so eccentric that you can't buy it.
Right.
Because it's a delicate, the way that he does it. Sorry.
Yeah. It's a delicate line to walk, especially because you can't do gold dust in PG era WWE. At least not the gold dust that got gold dust popular to begin with.
So no ball gags.
Yeah, that was the gold dust that got popular. Yeah, sure.
That green ball gag he was. In this match. Anyway, moving on. So, in a roundabout, I'm just going to circle back. Let's make some picks. Who you got, Omega?
Velveteen Dream.
Intern.
Yeah, got to go Dream in this instance.
Lindsay.
I'm feeling the Dream.
Clean sweep from the four of us, but the 8-ball and the video game say Cassius Ohno.
Well, we know they're both treacherous whores, so...
You know.
It's what you expect out of inanimate objects.
Exactly. Up next, it is Extreme Rules, Aleister Black, and Adam Cole. Lindsay, what are your thoughts going into this one?
This is going to be fun as hell. They are going to beat the crap out of each other, and it's going to be amazing.
The way it sounds, it may not just be a singles match. It could be more handicapped, since it's Extreme Rules.
Well, lest we forget that the kids have a tag team title match that they have to contend with, and I believe they're dealing with Authors of Pain, so...
They are. It doesn't mean anything, though.
Doesn't mean anything, but it could. That's the whole thing. So, Aleister Black is an extremely angry and dangerous man, and he wants to kill Adam Cole in his face. I'm expecting this to be absolutely fantastic from that standpoint.
Omega, thoughts?
Yeah, I would echo a lot of that. This is going to be nuts. Especially with someone like Adam Cole coming in with so much hype. Like, he's going to be after Black to put on just an outstanding show. Like, these are the two guys that are going to be trying to steal the entire event.
Brent, what are your thoughts?
I think there will be shenanigans abound, like you said, even though it'll probably be brief because AOP is probably going to rough up the Undisputed Era pretty well. Depending on where that match falls. Adam Cole may need to pick up his head from about the sixth row, but it's going to be hard-hitting, it's going to be angry between these two, and it's going to be great. Honestly, going in, I had not seen much of Adam Cole. I'm not much of an ROH person, but he's shown me something so far in NXT. We all know what Aleister Black can do, and especially if he's going into this match angry, this is going to be good.
You look at this situation, Adam Cole, Aleister Black, they're the two top, should be number one contenders for that championship. I guess the winner goes and gets the next shot. I guess it all depends on who comes out as the champion later for who comes out here, because Adam Cole and Andrade doesn't seem like a good match. So does this mean Aleister is the one going over? Because unless Johnny's going over in the main event.
It's hard to say. Like, even if the Undisputed Era gets their match with the Authors first and... they are sufficiently crushed, or at least roughed up. I mean, they're still going to play a part, just because it is Extreme Rules. Something is going to happen. Like, there's a reason it is suddenly that stipulation. It is a difficult... It is a difficult call, because Aleister Black is undefeated. He's got so much momentum running in, but...
Not undefeated.
Oh, jeez, I missed something, didn't I?
He lost in the big four-way match. He got pinned by Johnny Gargano. Thanks to Adam Cole.
Okay, so we put the little asterisk on it in singles competition.
In singles competition, but this was singles competition.
Well,
it was in a one-on-one match. He has not lost. There's your answer. In a one-on-one match, he has not lost.
It's still the guy that they've been building up for so long. But you've got Adam Cole, Bay Bay, who was so hot off the indies. I kind of feel like you need something. You kind of need a good win for him. Like, they take it at War Games, but I still kind of feel like he needs something on his own, especially now that his buddies have the titles. I don't know. I could go either way on this one.
Lindsay?
I wouldn't be terribly surprised if somehow Nikki Cross turns up in this too. She also wants to murder Adam Cole in the face. And if she can get to him, she probably will before Aleister Black. They may have to duke it out separately, but I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if she somehow maybe plays a factor in this, or someone from Sanity somehow plays a factor in this because of what Undisputed Era did to Sanity, which I'm still exceptionally pissed about because I want to see Killian Dane live and in person. I didn't get to see him. Damn it. So I'm thinking this is so, so hard to pick, but I feel like the feud between Cole and Black is going to continue to Mania, that they're going to carry this through. So I feel like somehow, some way, Adam Cole is going to find a way to win. Like, because he's been able to get the better of Aleister Black the last few weeks on TV. He's been screwing with him. He's in his head. So to me, it's like, I feel like Adam Cole's going to find a way to pull this out one way or another.
So that's your pick?
That's my pick.
Intern, thoughts and a pick?
When it comes to takeovers, there are the ones that you feel big changes coming from, and there's ones that you can feel are setting up those. And for me, this is one of those takeovers where it's setting up for the Mania one that's going to be a lot of big stuff happening. That being said, that'll play into a pick later on tonight as well, but I don't think, like Lindsay said, that this is quite over yet. I think you can milk this out for another one, even though this starts with a stip match. I think you can do something else with Aleister Black and Adam Cole There's going to be shenanigans involved. People are going to be running in and out of that ring probably. And if you have Black lose by a shenanigan, even though the streak may be over, it doesn't weaken him at all. And it just gives you more heat going into the tapings, the next paper, or the next network event, whatever it's called. And so I think Cole will pick it up here through underhanded means, and he can still play the I'm in your head game until Black, you know, again, puts his head somewhere into the skybox of the Superdome in New Orleans.
I'm going with Aleister Black. Omega, you're going who?
Only because I don't think this necessarily plays into the championship picture yet. I'll go Adam Cole.
The 8-ball went with Adam Cole, while the video game Aleister Black. We then move...
They're turning on each other.
They are. Then we move to the NXT Tag Team titles, Undisputed Era and the Authors of Pain. The swan song for the Authors of Pain in NXT?
It feels like it. They've been rumored to come up for a while now.
There's nothing left for them to do. They're kind of main roster bound, Lindsay. Don't you think?
Yeah, I feel like this is their send-off match. I mean, they had a great run. They got the titles. Then they ran out of people to beat up, so they took them off TV. And then they had that fantastic War Games match. And after that, they really haven't had a lot to do. So you can only really have one or two really dominant tag teams. And right now, you've got Sanity and you've got Undisputed Era. Authors of Pain are kind of sort of obsolete at this point.
They're fading away.
They're fading away. They're becoming obsolete in NXT. So yeah, it's probably a really good time to send them up to the main roster, build the tag team division on the main roster, because they could use two beefy big boys up on the main roster with Paul Ellerling.
Brent, thoughts?
Yeah, this is going to be it for Authors. I just think the tag division in NXT is still just a little bit of ways because they were going through a little bit of that transition period. That's why Sanity got roughed up a bit, and they got taken off TV for a hot minute. The Street Profits are on the rise, but they're just not quite ready yet for that push. TM61 is finally back, so maybe they can actually start to do something, but you don't just jump them right into the tag picture. And Heavy Machinery still has some work to do. And I mean, if you get rid of Authors of Pain, you do have that team sitting in the wings that just got signed in War Machine that you can also bring in as another heavy-hitting kind of team. So you're not far off if you send AOP up to the roster, and the tag division up there could use a little bit of fresh blood and insurgents, I think.
Especially on Raw.
Yeah, and I honestly wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Sorry. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if Sanity doesn't go with them in some capacity.
Authors go first, Sanity goes second.
Because, I mean, Sanity's kind of in the same boat. Sanity's pretty much ready to go, as is. They might do something with Nikki Cross, but...
Sanity still has legs down in NXT because they have the one match they want to do. And they haven't gotten to it yet. And that's,
right.
That's Dane and Sullivan, and I think they're saving that for Mania weekend. So once we get there, then Sanity's good to go. All right. Let's go around the horn. Omega, pick.
Yeah, since this feels like it's it for the Authors, we will go Undisputed Era.
Intern, go.
Give me my damn points. It's the Undisputed Era.
Lindsay.
Undisputed Era is bringing it home.
Undisputed Era. 8-Ball was the only disagreement they went with the Authors of Pain. Video game stuck with us in Undisputed Era. Okay. Ember Moon, Shayna Baszler, NXT Women's Championship. Just like the Authors, is this Ember's final dance in NXT?
Yeah, no.
No.
Not this early into a championship, and not before they've picked a successor.
They've picked it. It's her opponent.
I don't think it is.
Oh, I think it is. They have something with Shayna.
They have something, but she's so fresh to the division. Like, we had her in the Mae Young Classic, and okay, second place. Good on you. I just like to see her have more time before she gets a title run. Because, you know, look how good Ember was and how long she had to wait.
I don't think it's about waiting with Shayna. It's capitalizing on Shayna. She's someone you can talk about. She is real. And I think they know it. And I think they waited on Ember Moon too long to give her her moment. And I think Shayna's going to snatch that belt from her. And I think you move Ember back up to the main roster just because I feel like if you keep her down there, she's just wasting away.
Ember's kind of done everything she can do down there. They're not going to wait on Shayna. They're not going to do that. Hunter's basically got a hard-on for her. And I feel like they're going to put that title on her very, very quickly and have her be that new top dog, that new challenger. Because again, it's a situation of you can really only have that one super badass chick in the NXT women's division. That's generally how they do it. And it's like Ember was that chick and Asuka was that chick and they could only put them together so much. Now Ember's kind of the top dog and here comes Shayna. And Shayna is Shayna.
She's a natural bully that anything she does feels real. Yes, she's only had one official NXT match. I get that. But man, she has something about her that is special. And I think
has that intangible quality.
Yeah.
And it's very, very, very visible. Seeing her live, it's like, holy shit, yeah.
She's a star.
You can see it. I mean, it just her standing there, it's like, yep. I feel like, and I told Rock this, I feel like Shayna Baszler is everything they want Baron Corbin to be. But Baron Corbin just doesn't have that, what she's got. Where she's got that natural ability, she's got that natural charisma to her, she has that intangible quality, that the it factor, basically, that nobody else can pinpoint exactly what it is, but she's got it in, pardon the pun, spades.
So Brent, why don't you think this is the end for Ember?
Part of it is you just did the full story of her trying to get the title. She couldn't beat Asuka. She fought, you know, she won the four-way to get the belt. She finally has it. And I don't know, Shayna to me feels like essentially Samoa Joe when he came into NXT. There's a lot of hype around him. There's a lot of, you know, people want you to pull that trigger, but I don't know. Part of me wants it to be, if you want to have that big Mania moment for NXT, that's when you have her get the belt and you have her from there for a little while dominate NXT that way. But that also depends on what they're going to do with Mania and other plans, possibly.
I think it's Shayna and Kari Sane for the belt at Mania.
No, and I mean, I was thinking about that too, and that's your big match there. But I don't know, just it feels, I understand that Ember will probably go up to the main roster soon because she is getting to that point, but to me, it just feels so very transitional and so very much a waste of that storyline of her fighting and scrapping to get that belt and then dropping it to Shayna, even though Shayna's going to maul her in doing so. I don't know. It'll feel anticlimactic to me in the end.
But Ember winning the title felt anticlimactic.
Oh, absolutely. The injuries she had derailed her from what the plan was going to be and setting her up.
Yeah, and I mean, I appreciate them sticking with that plan and, you know, basically, yeah, we're still going to do the thing with you. We're still going to put the title on you. We just need you to get better. And, you know, that's really unfortunate that she got hurt when she did, because I think it was going to go on her the weekend she got hurt. And they ended up keeping it on Asuka, which is, it is what it is.
Right, because it was a four-way and she would have been able to take the loss. Asuka would have been able to lose the belt without being pinned.
So she would still technically be undefeated, or she would be unpinned. Unsubmitted, unpinned. However they say that, that's what she would be. But yeah, and it's like, it's just unfortunate that Ember got hurt, and then when they were finally able to get Ember back into the title picture after she got injured, she didn't beat Kari Sane, or I'm sorry, she didn't beat Asuka for it. She had to basically beat a whole new set of women. So again, it was very anticlimactic because you wanted to see Ember Moon beat Asuka. That didn't happen. Asuka was gone by the time they were able to get Ember back in the picture. And so she had to contend with Kari Sane and a couple others to get to the title.
And that's where I could see if Shayna doesn't win this match and win the belt is because of Kari Sane returning, because we haven't seen her since Shayna took her out.
And so, she did pop up at NXT live events this weekend.
She is working the tours, but you could see her come back and call Shayna, and that leads to Shayna and Kari as a match in general, whether it be for the title or not. I don't know. I see it one way. You see it totally different, Omega.
It's not just, for me, it's just, I don't think Baszler's been there long enough to give her a title run yet. Like, I know she's, you know, she's got this, you know, she's the new attraction and she can get people talking, but do you throw championships on people just because you like them?
Yes. That's wrestling.
I know. But
I mean, it's not the You Deserve It Club, it's Who's Over Club.
I know it's the Who's Over Club. We've seen WWE in the past screw that club up royally. I mean, NXT is usually a little bit more sound about these things, but I don't know. I still don't think someone comes straight into the brand, you throw a title on them and say, hey, all you people have been busting your ass for years here. We're just going to give it to her. More than that.
Counterpoint, Drew McIntyre.
He came back. Well,
yep.
First time around, but that's not NXT.
No, they came back and gave him the belt when he first came back. You know, first shot.
Yeah, but he's a main. Yeah, but he was. He's. You know why they gave it to him?
Because he was over.
He's not brand new to the company.
He's brand new to NXT.
Not to the company. Not to WWE.
But can you argue that you can count Shayna's Mae Young Classic matches to count towards her history?
You technically could.
Especially the match with Kairi Sane in the finale.
It does not account in Omega's record book.
I still don't think it's... I think it's the wrong message to send to a locker room that's been busting their ass that this girl can just walk in and take a title just because, I don't know, she has, you know, a look or a fancy name to her. You know, I don't think...
But they did that with Brock Lesnar.
Goldberg.
Okay, look. Those people weren't new.
They returned to the company.
This is my point. This is a... For all intents and purposes, this is a goddamn rookie.
And
you're going to make her the top woman in your division.
And?
I don't think it's the right message to send, and I think it's the wrong story to tell with Ember. I think it completely devalues her if she can't win the belt on her own, has to win it in a four-way, and then can't even retain it on her first major defense.
So Omega's going with Ember. In turn, you're going...
Ember. I think just a little bit longer with the belt will help sustain her and get her ready for that main roster jump, and you can either let Shayna just create havoc around her to try and get that belt, or you do something, you know, you have her drop it on an NXT to set up. You know, you can do that around elimination or something along those lines to set up the big Mania match you want of Kairi versus Shayna.
Oh, and to back up our point further, Undisputed Era are the tag team champions.
They had a couple of matches before they got the titles, though.
They had a couple of matches. That's it. Only a couple matches as a team, though.
Well, also, how long has Shayna Baszler been a professional wrestler, overall?
A couple years.
Maybe two?
That's a couple.
How long have Fish and O'Reilly been wrestling?
But
I understand it's not with the company, but...
They're new to NXT. Just saying.
I understand.
I'm just saying.
No, I know Finn Balor and Paige throw off the people can't get titles on their first event. Whatever.
Finn Balor's another one. They went to him early. There's a history there. It's a history we don't want to think about. There is a history. Anyway, Lindsay, who are you going with?
Shayna Baszler made her pro wrestling debut in 2015, but she had been working in MMA since 2006. So if you really want to look at her entire career, she's been around a minute. That being said, I feel like Ember retains due to shenanigans, but Shayna wins.
So Shayna by DQ.
Shayna by DQ when Kairi Sane or somebody else comes in. Because it's like, let's not forget that Shayna Baszler beat up quite a number of people in the past couple weeks. So somebody could come seeking revenge against her, cost her the title, but she still wins the match. So you still have her. She doesn't have to take that loss. Ember gets to keep her title, and then you can do a setup for Mania where either you do like a three-way or you have Ember vacate the title, which I don't think she's going to do, and you can have her lose the title at Mania and then go up to the main roster. Because I think she's another one. She's getting ready to go.
All right, so I'm going Shayna. 8-Ball and Video Game are going Shayna. Main event for the NXT title is Andrade Cien Almas versus Johnny Wrestling, a.k.a. Johnny Gargano, a.k.a. Mrs. Lurie.
Mr. Lurie.
Mr. Lurie. Thoughts, Lindsay?
This is going to lead to something more. They just signed the wifey.
And his BFF is sort of training again.
And his BFF is sort of training again, so there's going to be shenanigans in this. I can feel it. Plus, you have Zelina Vega. So part of me wants them to save Tommaso Ciampa for the main roster. Like that whole feud, which we talked about last year, ironically enough, when he originally got hurt, is that they save Johnny and Tommaso for the main roster. They don't do that in NXT. You bring all that up. But potentially as early as the Royal Rumble.
I was going to say, you have a theory about that.
That Johnny could be in the Royal Rumble and Tommaso costs Johnny. Or Tommaso's in the Royal Rumble and Johnny costs Tommaso.
All depending
on what happens. But Johnny loses the title match the night before due to Zelina Vega. You could have Candice get involved, which could set up a mixed tag match between the four.
Wait, does Candice know how to do mixed tags?
Yeah, I don't know if she does or not. You know, she's another one that she's new.
She's better than green. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, no, that's where I see they're heading with Johnny, is that they're going to go for a mixed tag with him, and then they'll split him and Candice apart. And she'll go on to do her womanly women division stuff and kick ass, and Johnny will go on and do what he's going to do and kick ass. And they'll either do that on the main roster, or the one will stay in NXT and one will go. Or they'll both stay.
Or they'll both go.
But yeah, I'm saying Andrade's going to retain. There's no reason to take the title off of him unless they just really want to.
Omega, your thoughts?
I don't think they're going to sit on the potential feud between Gargano and Ciampa all the way to the main roster.
Unless the main roster is on Sunday.
I feel like a feud like that is something that Raw or SmackDown's writers are going to want to handle themselves without any kind of NXT baggage along with it. No, like, you know, it would be nice to see Candice come in and kind of counter Zelina. Like, I could go for that to help give Johnny an edge, but I think that's the shenanigans at this. I think that would be the shenanigans for the match itself. If I'm booking this, I would want Gargano to go over. I would put the belt on Gargano and then end the takeover on Ciampa coming back and getting him from behind. Set up the match for the takeover before Mania. Because if you're going for like the hottest feud you can, that breakup was just wrenching for a lot of people. So if any match is going to have that kind of heat to build up to be WrestleMania weekend worthy, that's about the only one they could build up at this point.
Brent, where do you lie?
This match is a head versus heart for me. My heart really wants Johnny to win the damn belt. Just the way the crowd loves him, the way that, you know, he just, what he gives in the ring, all that stuff. You just naturally pull for someone like that, but just looking at the way things are, long term, I just don't see him getting it this weekend. I really want it to happen deep down, but I think, like Spence said, there's going to be interference from Vega. This could be a way that you introduce Candice into the NXT landscape, aside from the Mae Young Classic, of course. But you give it that chance of Zelina just throughout the match is doing shenanigans left and right, and finally Candice comes out, can't take it anymore, and you set up that intergender match between them, and then maybe the way you end the Mania takeover, if you have the four of them in the ring together, or somehow if Johnny wins the belt there, you end the Mania takeover with Ciampa coming back and everyone having the holy shit moment. You give Tommaso that little bit of time to get back into shape, and you have that moment where Johnny's finally won, you know, he's celebrating, and then Tommaso comes out and you just feel that heat between the two of them, and you realize in his happiest moment Tommaso's there to get his revenge.
The benefit to this is that you can have Ciampa show up as early as TakeOver and just keep him off the next set of tapings, and he's still got more time to heal up.
Or use him non-wrestling capacity.
Right.
I feel like if you want great matches, you put Johnny Gargano as your champion. I think they're not interested in that right now. I think they're going to be interested in telling different stories, and they just put the belt on Andrade. And I think there's a reason they want him to be the top heel for now. I don't know. I'm going on.
I just don't think you can build up a huge, like, WrestleMania weekend match for him at this point.
You can. You don't need to build a big match with him. You can build the undercard, though. And he doesn't have to be the focal point. The undercard could be stronger.
I feel like, you know, after all the crap that Andrade has gone through, where it's like he came in and he really didn't make that big of a splash. Like, he was this super huge star that they brought in from Mexico, and he just sort of fell flat. That he's starting to find himself again, and that taking the title off of him would really hurt that. Because the whole point of him having Zelina Vega is she's led him to this title. You know, he should lose it when he loses her, because she's the whole reason he's got it.
That said, there are 8 weeks or so before TakeOver New Orleans. Who says they can't change the belt at the TV taping in Atlanta?
They could.
If they don't want Andrade to, you know, be champion going into that show. It's all possible. Round the horn, Omega. Pick.
Gargano.
Intern.
Almas.
Lindsay.
Sticking with Almas.
Sticking with Almas as well. 8-Ball and the video game. Go Mr. Johnny Wrestling. Those are our thoughts. Those are picks for this But I say we take a break and come back and do more stuff.
That's right. So when we come back, we are going to be doing the second half of the news segment. We're also going to be doing Tweet of the Week and Royal Rumble. You don't want to miss it. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra. Weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply dabomb.com.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Oh,
that's
right.
That was
just recently.
It was this past Sunday. It's a plug into a segue.
Hey, wait, give me a minute. I got another call. Give me a minute. I'll be right back.
Really?
Come on now.
Tell us how you really feel, Rob.
Like, if I was driving right now, I'd probably wreck into a tree. Everybody just stop what they're doing, and we'll just have to wait.
Most Matadores versus the real American. You all
I'm
pick.
Going with that. Never mind, sorry. We're not making it.
I see him too in action, and I was like all excited. Oh, that's so funny.
Not that I didn't expect that.
No. As luck would have it, I believe Los Matadores won.
Yep, and see, if I seen him face a couple of Mexican guys on main event, and they were pretty good, I would have picked him if I had seen him. I would have. They were Tito Santanas. That's what they were. They're the new Tito Santanas.
New tweet posted live on CB Radio. Subway picking an event that already happened. Let's see how he does. Can't be worse.
But I mean, that pick, I was going to make picks. I've already made picks on. I bet you my picks would have been different, too.
All right. The team has titles on the line. AJ Lee versus Brie Bella. Who do you pick?
Oh, I picked Brie Bella. I do remember that.
You do? Brie Bella lost the match, but Ace and Rob picked Brie. So you picked AJ Lee.
Oh, my God. You can't work it out.
I believe you changed to Cancer Rock. Oh shit, well that's one for me because I'm sticking to my original pick.
Jay was completely in the garbage. Thank you.
I told you I'm my own worst enemy.
Keep coming, just like bump my HP up to like almost full health now.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. And I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours?
I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's that time of year to vote for the RAC and the Wrestling Radio Awards, and we need your help. We need you to go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com and vote for us. We are nominated for Show of the Year, Media Interview of the Year with Shawn Michaels.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
And Female Interview of the Year with Angelina Love.
Hey, everyone, this is Angelina Love, your six-time knockout champion and the Sacred Seductress, and you are doing the right thing because you are listening to the RAC Radio Show.
You can vote for us once a day. Just log on to WrestlingRadioAwards.com and vote for us, the RAC, in the Wrestling Radio Awards.
Ladies and gentlemen, EC3.
This is TNA superstar EC3, I'm being World Heavyweight Champion, and you are listening to The RAC on Wild Talk Radio.
Right here on WildTalkRadio.com. But to my friends over at MBG Films, check out his YouTube channel, youtube.com/MBG1211, where you can check out his awesome, amazing shows, Hallamania, Special Delivery, and Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. And if you're listening to us over at the RackRadioShow.com site, Gerwick.net, or WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. Need a quick second and check out the fine folks over at FightBooth.com as well. We're still joined by the two analysts as we're getting ready to talk about the Royal Rumble, but first, we're going to have a little fun. We're going to do some Tweet of the Week.
Oh, we're doing that first? I thought we're doing the other thing first.
Let's have the fun first.
We're going to have the fun first. See, I wasn't prepared for fun.
We go right to Tweet of the Week every week for 5 years.
I know, but I was following my format.
Screw your format. Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter. Until I found Twitter, ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
So, Omega, Brent, which one of you would like to go first?
I don't think either one prepared for class.
Did you prepare for class?
I'm not used to this format.
They did not prepare for class.
Okay. Well, I wanted to make the offer. Did warn them in advance. Just saying.
Yes.
A whole hour before, you know, we were actually 5 minutes before we went on the air. So they've had like an hour now to do this.
This is why I had a format.
I follow boring people.
Fine.
I mean, right. I could name a few, but I know you two. I could take a nap in the time it takes you two to get through.
Yeah. Well, it's mainly Rock.
That is unjustly deserved shot. Just saying. Read your
and
tweet.
He likely has cowboy tweets. I'm just saying.
No, I do not.
Lies.
No, I do not.
Anyway, Ryan Reynolds. Can someone settle an argument between me and my priest? Which Kardashians are pregnant? Team Negan replies... Only if you can settle an argument with me and my friends. Which Chris is hotter, Hemsworth, Pratt, or Evans? And Ryan Reynolds responds, when ordering ice cream, I like to get all three scoops. And of course, some pine nuts generously sprinkled on top. You do not deserve Ryan Reynolds. Yeah. WSB-TV, Jacksonville, you have our sympathy. The support group meets on Sundays. Sincerely, Atlanta, because we're assholes.
Yep.
Davkind tweeted, notice that The Undertaker isn't wearing any of the garments he left in the ring after WrestleMania. Bray Wyatt, in response to the XFL coming back, put a team in New Orleans. I want to play. He could be a triple threat. He could be a cheerleader, a player, and, you know, a mascot all in one. It'd be awesome.
I mean, anyway, keep going.
Based on what you did earlier, yeah, sure.
I know.
Have to burn your soul. Pete Dunne, having to remove your headphones for takeoff and landing. Why? So you don't crash the plane, Peter. And finally, Noam Dar, first act as GM. You're all fired, and I'm bringing in Kali. I like how he tweets in a Scottish accent.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Anyway, that's all I have.
Someone named Alan goes, why is there always a Pure Country poster in the background every week? Why? Daniel Bryan, because it's the greatest movie that ever was. Don't draw attention to it or they will make me take it down. Hashtag Pure Country, Pure Heart. Speaking of which, go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com and vote for Shawn Michaels, who talked to us about Pure Country, Pure Heart. WrestlingRadioAwards.com.
You are such a shameless whore.
Yes. Yes, I am. Jack Gallagher doesn't have an opponent. I have 2 minutes to spare, and it links to an article about CM Punk having another fight. Taking shot.
Do it.
Football Trump. The failing Vikings are making Napoleon Dynamite look like a star QB. Eagles are dominating more than I did during the election. Rusev. Favorite Raw moment was when I beat Roman and Cena to become the new WWE champion. Hashtag Raw 25th anniversary. Rusev. And still, the worst stunner bump goes to VKM. Oh, they deleted the thing, but I'll still mention it. So Stephanie McMahon announced she is going to be a part of the Royal Rumble coverage. We'll talk about it in a moment as the female announcer. We'll get into that during the Rumble picks. Someone goes, Stephanie, can you send me instructions on how to change the language of the commentary team on my WWE network? Because I would rather listen to an indecipherable language than your ego-driven drivel. Hashtag Royal Rumble, hashtag Rumble for all. They have since deleted it, but WWE Network's Ask WWE account explained how you can change the language settings during the pay-per-view. And finally, Drew Gulak. Ah, the XFL is returning. It's a wonderful idea. American football has always been way too flashy. I'm sure this new model, this new more refined and wholesome beginning for the sport. Bravo at Vince McMahon. Hashtag XFL 2020.
Hey. Alrighty. So now we're going to do the not so happy thing.
Can I throw one in first?
Sure. Go for it.
Oh, he came prepared.
We shamed him into it.
Better late than never. Better late than never. Like, before the bell rings, I got it. I got it, teacher. I got my assignment done.
I totally wasn't doing my homework during the announcements and the roll call.
Not a thing.
So, cheers, Ian. The year is 2020. The XFL championship game. It is the Las Vegas Outlaws versus Roman Reigns. Now, this will be what gets him over, states Vince McMahon from the production truck. As Kevin Nunn nods in the background.
If Vince McMahon could make that happen, would be something if he made a team called the Roman Empire.
Actually, they could stick it in Rome, Georgia.
See?
Just saying.
The Rome Romans.
No? No takers? Fine, screw you all.
We agreed with you. We agreed. God.
Unless, of course, my speakers mute themselves.
Yeah, they did.
Thank you, Skype.
Can you hear us now?
Okay, now I can hear you.
There you go.
Yay, live radio!
We responded directly to you. So, anyway.
What was the response? Because I did not hear the response.
Oh, my gosh, I heard your response.
I don't remember what the response was.
The Rome's Romans?
Oh, right. The Rome Romans.
There you go. So now into the not so...
I mean, it was worth the response anyway. But
it was. The not so happy fun story. It was reported earlier this week that Enzo Amore has been accused of sexual assault. World Wrestling Entertainment, at that point, suspended Mr. Enzo Amore, and then the day later, fired Enzo Amore for these allegations.
Actually, technically, they didn't fire him for the allegations.
I was getting there.
Okay.
Part of the reason behind the firing is he did not inform World Wrestling Entertainment of these allegations that have been going on since October.
Which was stupid.
He's been well aware of this, And this was sort of the final straw that broke the camel's back. There's been a lot of stuff that has happened with Enzo Amore in the past, and stuff like this is not tolerated in their company. They had no other choice but to suspend him. It was interesting they fired him. They may know more details than we do. Who knows? Or it's just the final straw. You don't embarrass a company on one of their biggest days of the year, especially if they're coming into it blindsided, Lindsay.
I would agree with that. I mean, it's something that it was not a good move on his part to conceal it. I could understand his reasoning why, based on the rumors of his track record, that he wasn't exactly popular in the locker room. He wasn't really that popular with management. He had attitude problems. He was difficult to work with. You heard all sorts of things about him. So it could be that, you know, basically they told him, if you screw up one more time, you're gone kind of deal. So he hid it, thinking that it would either go away or that, you know, if he said something, they would go ahead and fire him anyway. But it's stupid to hide it, because you know it's going to get out. He knows he's a celebrity. He knows that at some point, especially in the atmosphere and with the way things are right now, it's going to hit the press. And it was really foolish to think that it wasn't. Because I feel like that was his whole thing, is, oh, well, she's not going to say anything. She's not going to do anything. Nobody's going to believe her, basically, is what it feels like this was, just based on how he acts. So I could be completely wrong on that. I probably am. But it's just, it's very unfortunate for the day that this hit on Raw 25. They probably found out about it Sunday,
no,
maybe?
No.
They found out about it on Monday?
They found out about it when media people started asking them about the story that has come out.
There you go. So WWE immediately suspended him for it. And I think the suspension was just a stopgap until they could figure out what was going on. And when they found out what was really going on with this, the fact that there was a police investigation, the fact that they had not been told, and that it had been going on since October. Like, it's one thing if, okay, this came out and it happened a week ago. It's like, all right, you know, maybe he just hasn't had time. Maybe this happened on his off day that this all hit and he hasn't been able to get a hold of the company. Like, there's any number of reasons, you know, why he wouldn't have told them if it had been that soon. You know, Mark Carano may not have been around, whatever. You know, you can come up with a million excuses for, you know, within a week as to why they wouldn't have been told. But this is October. He's had ample opportunity to tell them.
So
that they could have been prepared for, that they could have probably helped with it.
So we have Omega and Brent here to add opinions, their thoughts on the matter. So Omega, I'll give you the floor first.
Yeah, this is an awful situation all around. Like, no question on that. I kind of feel like you're on the right track where, yeah, you know, suspending him outright is one thing. They have to do that as soon as they find out about something like that. But to find out that, you know, this is where you have a situation where now WWE has been employing an accused rapist since October, and they just find out about that probably the worst day they could have, short of being like WrestleMania day. No, I'm not surprised at the actions. You know, he's had so many backstage altercations. He's had so many problems with management, so many problems with the other wrestlers. He's, you know, from all reports, very disliked in the company for how he carries himself and the attitude he has. I always felt like he was just one screw up away from just getting thrown out, just for the sake of like, okay, this is we've given him all these warnings, we're trying, and he's selling merch, and but, you know, we gotta have a good reason, because I feel like they wanted a reason to get rid of him. I wish it wasn't this. Like, this is a horrible situation for everybody.
The incident took place the night they put the Cruiserweight title back on him, for what it's
worth. That doesn't help.
No.
No, this, he's on a celebration high, or he's partying out that night. Yeah, it's...
It doesn't help.
Just makes it look worse.
Brent, your take?
Omega, your state isn't the only one to have fuck-ups happen in it. I don't know. Part of me looks at the situation, and I really want to be open with the innocent until proven guilty. He's being investigated. He isn't being charged yet. So part of this is, you know, keeping an open mind about this. However, with what is being accused of him, in light of what all is going on in other entertainment medium with this similar situation, in my opinion, you had no choice but to let him go. WWE being what they are, being the entertainment company, the fact that they have this PG image now, they want to be wholesome, family-friendly when they're not having people attempting to kill one another with ambulances or garbage trucks. You can't have someone on the roster who is being accused of what he is. Ultimately, in the end, like you had said earlier, this was the final straw for him. I think they were looking for that one thing that they could tie to him to go, we've had a lot of incidents in the past with you, but this is so egregious, we can't have you on the roster anymore. So this gave them a bit of the out. But yeah, this incident itself, I think short of one of the top guys getting this charge, I think no matter who it is, they would at least suspend them for a substantial period of time, if not outright firing them, because this is just, this would be, and I believe still is going to be for them, a PR nightmare.
Well, and what ties into that too is what's their big push right now? The women's revolution. To employ a racist, yeah, to push a rapist, accused rapist, he has not been convicted. Even the accusation in today's climate, with your whole emphasis being on women and being on female empowerment, and all of that stuff, it just makes you look like the world's biggest hypocrite. And the last thing you want, going into the biggest show of the year, is boycotts and people burning you in effigy and everything else. So it's like, you know, whether he's convicted or not, it's like track record. I think a lot of things just went against him in this. And it's like, look, we don't want to touch this. We don't want anything to do with this. I think they've been waiting for something like this to happen, not necessarily to him, but for some kind of accusation in their company to rise up. And I think they honestly did have a battle plan for it, where it's like, look, somebody gets accused, that's it.
They're gone no matter what. It's the climate we're in 2018. You see it all over Hollywood. It's what the climate is. No matter how big you are, you will fall. And that's the end of the story.
Yeah, it's like, there is no stand by your man at this point. It's like, look, if somebody points a finger at you, you know, I'm really sorry, that sucks for you, but we don't want anything to do with it. We don't want to deal with the PR. You're on your own. Because you have to ultimately stand on your actions and your actions alone. We're not necessarily going to defend you.
So there you go. Omega, plug your YouTube channel and all your social medias.
So everything I can possibly do online is usually done under the same name, unless you want to search me over on Facebook, in which case look for TJ Reviews. Everywhere else, it is TJ Omega over on Twitter, over on YouTube, and TJOmega.org for all of the wealth of my content that I have been doing.
Intern, plug your socials.
Don't really have many socials, but if anyone wants to see some incessant rambling when I'm not in class or at work, hashtag 1,558 days strong now. Oh, yay.
Just God, so dude. Strong to that.
You need a vacation.
Hey,
he needs 8 vacations.
Hey, next year, this time, Phoenix area, it may happen. I don't know yet. I may just work remotely, but I may, who knows? But if anyone wants to see any of the incessant rambling that I have in regular time when I'm not here, I can be found at Twitter, at Kane Kittens. That's basically all I have right now. I don't have any kind of YouTube presence or anything else cool like that.
So there you go. We thank both men for joining us this evening.
Yes, thank you. And bye!
We will see them probably Saturday, pointing that out.
Yes,
there you go. Now,
Royal Rumble?
Now we get into the Royal Rumble pay-per-view, which airs live on the WWE Network this Sunday. As mentioned, Royal Rumble will be coming to Phoenix, Arizona next year. They'll be taking place at Chase Field in Arizona, and so that'll be in the football and the baseball stadium, and the takeover and everything else will be in their regular arena. Now on to the show.
Would you like me to lead?
Go ahead.
Give you a break since you were nice enough to do takeover?
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway, like you said, Royal Rumble this Sunday, WWE Network, is it 4 or 5 hours?
4-hour pay-per-view, 2-hour pre-show.
Okay, so the 6-hour extravaganza that is the Royal Rumble. And, well, we're going to kick it off based on the format, which is the SmackDown Tag Team titles, which will be a 2 out of 3 falls match between the Usos and Gable and Benjamin.
If Gable and Benjamin don't win here, it may be time to call this pairing a failure.
I don't think it's a failure, but I just don't. It does not have the same charisma as Gable and Jordan. It's just, you know, it is what it is. I mean, they're very talented individuals. They're great at what they do, but it just doesn't have that same magic because it was literally Jason Jordan suddenly became Kurt Angle's bastard son out of nowhere. They needed to find Chad Gable a partner. So, you know,
they never really did. They could have brought Chad Gable along and made him a tag team since, you know, we're going to be talking about what Jason Jordan is doing now.
I get that, and I agree with that, but they decided against it. And so they found Shelton Benjamin, who's a fantastic wrestler, right? Absolutely fantastic. And they put him with Gable, and they've been plugging away. They've been doing fine. They haven't been getting a lot of exposure, and I think that's part of the problem, is they have not been getting a lot of TV time. They tried it. People really kind of revolted against it, so they backed off from it, gave it a minute, and now they're back on TV again, and they're trying this again. I mean, I wouldn't say a loss would be a failure. My whole thing would be, if they lose, who do you go to after this? Who, I mean, is it the Bludgeon Brothers? Do the Bludgeon Brothers get the shot?
I would assume they would be. You don't go back to New Day, so yeah, I would go Bludgeons next.
Speaking of which, where the hell are the Bludgeon Brothers? They have not been on TV in 2 weeks, and I'm very disappointed by this. Where are my beardy children? I demand to see them. I need to make sure they're okay. Luke was stalking hockey players. I'm very worried about him. So, also, their father's going to be in the building. Minorly concerned about that. Just minorly.
Okay. Who you got?
I don't see a reason to put the titles on Gable and Benjamin.
I have one.
Somebody's got a court date.
That's it.
Then that's where I was going, was that an Uso's got a court date.
That's the only reason.
I mean, the other reason would be is because they need to move the titles around. They just can't leave them on the Usos. They've had them for a while now. If you want to have the Bludgeon Brothers take a run at the titles, you need a face tag team to do it. Gable and Benjamin fit that bill. So I would say, I really want to say Gable and Benjamin, but my gut is telling me the Usos.
Benjamin and Gable are heels.
Since when?
For a while now.
Oh, well then crap, the Usos. When did they turn the Usos' face?
After the New Day stuff. The whole show of respect thing.
Oh.
Now it makes sense how their reaction's been.
Not really, no, but okay.
Yeah, I'm going Usos. 8-Ball goes Usos. Gable and Benjamin go WWE 2K18. Or 2K18 goes Gable and Benjamin. It's late. Anyway, next.
Up next, we have the Raw Tag Team titles on the line as Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan are defending against the Bar. Now, Rollins versus Jordan, is that a Mania match you really want to see?
No. No.
I feel like the Rollins-Jordan tag team has kind of run its course, that they're going to implode it sooner rather than later to get Seth Rollins away from Jason Jordan, because I'm sorry, this is just not working, and Roman Reigns is going to kill him. I mean, it's just, Roman is just so tired of his crap already, and Seth's like, there's nothing else I can do. Dean is hurt. Dean's not going to be back till SummerSlam. I have no other choice in the matter. So,
you know what's sad?
What?
I can't think of any other tag teams on Raw at the moment that are worth a damn.
Which is probably why AOP are on their way, is because they need someone to challenge, and you can't do Rollins and Jordan for the billionth time with the Bar. Not that the Bar isn't highly entertaining, and I, you know, am not going to complain about the Bar, but I feel like in terms of this, there needs to be fresh blood, and seeing the Bar win the tag titles for what, the third or fourth time?
I don't think that's it. I don't think that's fresh blood. I think that's just falling back on the same old thing.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say, is it's like, that's not anything new, because it would be the third or fourth time in a year that they've won those titles, so it's like,
not even that, in like 4 months.
Right? So it's just like, no. So, I mean, I think Jordan and Rollins retain here, that somehow they find a way, but that implosion between those two is imminent.
Which will probably lead to WrestleMania. I don't want to see that.
Seth's got to do something. Because he can't do Dean.
Jordan is a big fall from Triple H.
Well, you gotta have it sometime.
Going with the fake shield. 8-Ball and the video game go to the bar, but the bar from the video game is by Countout.
Hmm, okay.
What's next?
Up next, we have AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn taking each other on in a handicap match for the WWE Championship. And I ask you, what is more interesting, AJ is champ or the first ever dual champion? And I call bullshit on that because the first dual champion was Lay Cool.
Okay, the first ever dual WWE champion.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, forget it. Not going to. Just going to answer the question.
You weren't specific.
I thought I was going to be reading the question.
I still would have called you on that.
I may WWE when I said it. Anyway, I want to see Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn as the dual champion. Don't know why. I kind of want to see it.
Because it would be entertaining as hell.
It would be entertaining. Will it go to WrestleMania as them as the dual champion? No. Will they lose it probably at Fastlane? Yes. But I can see a situation where, to continue the storyline that's been going on with Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn need to come out on top on this. Because if they lose, and it's clean, it makes no sense. Especially to AJ Styles. You can't have two guys who are best friends lose to one guy. It doesn't add up. Yes, there are outs. Yes, there are ways to get around it. Yes, there can be Shane McMahon involvement and getting one of those guys distracted and allowing AJ to pick up the win, and then you have Kevin and Sami complain on SmackDown. That would probably happen. I'm going Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn because I want to see it happen. And to me, I want to see what's entertaining. To me, AJ can get the belt back at Fastlane. Those two as champion for a month. I'm digging that.
Honestly, I think they build it to where it's like Sami and Kevin eventually do have to fight each other to decide who the champion is. Like, they both pin AJ, and that's how they become the dual champion, is they both pin him, and it's a draw. And so they get named co-champions.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, or something of that effect.
That's how it's going to end up being, yes.
I feel like AJ can always get the title back, especially if their plan is for him to carry it into WrestleMania. It's not that big of a deal for him to drop it at the Royal Rumble to Kevin and Sami. You mix it up. It furthers the feud between Daniel Bryan and Shane, wherever this is going. Whether it's leading to Bryan getting back in the ring, whether it's leading to Bryan's eventual departure, whatever it is, this helps to further that storyline along, especially if Daniel Bryan does help Sami and or Kevin win the title from AJ.
Yeah.
So, I personally want to see Kevin and Sami win.
But isn't that your pick?
Yes. I'm going with the co-champions on this. I mean, it's like, AJ winning, it's like, yay, AJ won, where do you go with him from here? You don't have anything for him, really, for Fastlane, and you have to set up whatever his WrestleMania match is going to be, which I don't know what it is yet. You know, Kevin and Sami winning the title, or one of them winning the title, and then both of them being co-champions, that's way more interesting.
8-Ball and Video Game agree. And they had Kevin Owens winning the match.
Hey! So, up next, we have your Universal Championship on the line as Brock Lesnar takes on Bronny, the Strowman, and Kane.
Brock. That's it. Braun's caused destruction. Braun's not going to win. Brock win. Any analysis on your end?
I feel like this is going to be entertaining. I feel like they're going to throw each other around a bunch.
Ain't going to be long.
It ain't going to be long. But yeah, basically, Brock's going to beat up on Kane. Kane's going to lay down. He's going to take the pin. He's going to go home. And that's going to be that. Like, he's like, that's it. I'm done. But yeah, it's not going to be long. This is going to be fun. This should be a slugfest. Things are going to get thrown. People are probably going to go through tables. Given these three's history. But yeah, Brock is going to win. We kind of all know where this is headed. Roman's getting Brock at Mania. They have not, obviously, diverted from that path. So, Brock keeps the belt.
The video game chose Brock Lesnar. The Magic 8-Ball chose no one.
No, the Magic 8-Ball chose Vacant.
Yeah, so there you go. Vacant wins, according to 8-Ball. I legit asked it like 24 times. Different scenarios. And it was not going to give me a winner.
It's stubborn.
It was very stubborn in this match. What's next?
So up next, we have the Women's Royal Rumble match, which pretty much all the ladies minus Paige on the main roster have been announced for it.
There are 18 women officially announced.
Which is awesome. And then there are, 12 that are coming?
Yep.
From a mixture of NXT and Legends.
Yes.
So your first question is Asuka too predictable?
I think so. Don't you?
Yes.
But is that a bad thing? It's too predictable.
It's not a bad thing, but it's also not a good thing.
Smiles.
Smiles. Ding. I feel like there's an expectation for Asuka to win. If she gets eliminated from the Royal Rumble, that's not a loss for her. So it doesn't impact her either way. I don't see them pointing her at the title just yet, unless they're going to give it to her to match Miz for the Mixed Match Challenge, which I just don't see. I mean, I feel like if they're going to put Asuka in the title match, it should be at WrestleMania.
Well, that would be the thing. If she wins this, she's getting the title shot at WrestleMania.
But you also have the SmackDown title for Charlotte.
You do. There are different scenarios. I just think, to me, giving it to Asuka shouldn't be a thing. I'm kind of, and that's a personal thing. I'm kind of getting, getting over this Asuka thing of being undefeated. I'm over it. I'm kind of, it's been shoved down my throat. It's a little too much. It's like the Goldberg thing. It gets annoying after a while.
Yeah, it kind of does.
It's like, okay, she's going to get the belt at WrestleMania. Then she's going to it's going to become a scenario where it's Roman Reigns, where no one can beat her. It's just going to be a thing. And then eventually she'll lose 6 months, 8 months, whatever it is. But the women's division is stagnant. The women's division will not grow with her as champion because she will be undefeated. There is no, like, she's not going to lose a tag match and then go on and win the title match. That's not going to happen. We all know Asuka's going to win matches. It's a thing. To me, see, this is a hard scenario. It's figuring out where they're going for WrestleMania. I do not see the person. You cannot have both brands win the same. The same brand win both Rumbles. So you can't have SmackDown win the men's and the women's. So to me, in my head, SmackDown is going to win the men's and Raw is going to win the women's. And that's the hard the trick of it is, there's no one I see on the Raw side that should be in the, beyond Sasha, they're not going to push Bayley into that position. So again, it goes back to Asuka should be it. There's also the Nia Jax factor and the make good after the Enzo story. You could put Nia over and have her be the one to challenge Alexa at WrestleMania.
Okay, all right. I'm just going to run down the list really quick of the 18 people who are officially entered into the Rumble. You've got Asuka, Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, Sarah Logan, Sasha Banks, Nia Jax, Bayley, Naomi, Natalya, Sonya Deville, Mandy Rose, Mickie James, Tamina Snuka, Lana, Carmella, which would be interesting, Becky Lynch, Dana Brooke, Alicia Fox. Okay, let's talk about Carmella for a second.
Go ahead.
Carmella would be interesting because Carmella gets the instant shot if she wins the Rumble, right? But she's also got the money in the bank. Just think about this scenario for a second. You do Carmella versus Charlotte at WrestleMania for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Charlotte pins Carmella. Carmella then cheap shots Charlotte, cashes in the money in the bank, and wins the title.
I see your scenario. It's not a bad scenario.
It's an interesting scenario because it's basically the always plan B scenario where Carmella could almost have a guaranteed win unless she's the first woman to cash in and not win.
No, I get this feeling Carmella's winning this belt at WrestleMania. She's cashing in at WrestleMania and winning.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I see her go. I've been thinking that for a few weeks now. It's Carmella's going to get, she's going to be on the outside looking in for a while, and then bam, she will Seth Rollins it and come in after the not into the match, but after the title match, she will pick the bones of whoever wins the title on the SmackDown side, and she's going to become champion coming out of WrestleMania.
Okay, so for Raw, just looking at the 18 women for Raw representing, you've got Asuka, who's the clear favorite. You've got Sasha Banks, Nia Jax, Bayley, Sonya Deville, Mandy Rose, Mickie James.
No.
No?
None of those three.
No, I'm just saying who's on Raw.
No, I'm saying those last three. I'm saying I'm eliminating them. Keep going.
Okay. And Dana Brooke and Alicia Fox.
No.
Yes. So, of the grouping for Raw, your serious contenders are Asuka, Sasha Banks, Nia Jax, and Bayley.
I would eliminate Bayley.
Yeah, okay. So Asuka, Sasha Banks, and Nia Jax.
Those are your three.
As much as I love Sasha, I don't want Sasha to win it. I don't want it to be one of the horsewomen that win it. I really don't. And that's saying that I love Sasha and Bayley and Becky and Charlotte so much, but I'm so tired of everything kind of going to them that I would really love to see either Nia or Asuka get it.
The only person I'm okay with out of the horsewomen to win something would be Becky. Becky hasn't had a chance in a while. It's been a year since she's been champion. She's sort of been on the outside looking in. I'd be okay if Becky Lynch wins it. You look on the SmackDown side of things, you only have a couple of real contenders. You have Becky Lynch. You have Naomi. Carmella's on the outside looking in on that one. Taya's not going to do it. The Riott Squad, other than Ruby Riott. Ruby Riott could be an interesting name, but I don't think she's there yet. So you're sort of down to like five people. Becky, Naomi, Sasha, Asuka, and Nia. Those are your five. Unless you throw in a surprise. And you have one of the people from NXT, which could be Ember Moon. You could have Ember Moon come in and win this Royal Rumble. You could. It would be a huge surprise. It would be something unexpected.
Or you could have Shayna Baszler.
Or you can have Ronda Rousey.
I don't want it to be Ronda Rousey.
She went on the TMZs today and saying she's headed to Colombia. She won't be back till mid-February. So hopefully people realize this one. She's filming a movie. She just left. So it's possible she could fly back and, you know, fly in and fly back to Colombia. Or she's staying in Colombia. And we'll see her in February for her Mania run.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, there's that.
But, I mean, it's so hard to pick this because it's like there's who you want to win and there's who you know is not going to win. I would love to see Becky win it. I just don't think they're going to give it to her. I don't think they're ready to take her on that size of a run. Especially at Charlotte. Like, that's the thing. So you've got Alexa on the Raw side, and you've got Charlotte on the SmackDown side. So for Charlotte, you're looking at Becky and Naomi.
It's going to be Becky and Charlotte at WrestleMania. That's my thoughts.
Yeah, I just don't feel like Becky's going to be the one that wins the Rumble.
She's not going to win the Rumble. But if she were, that would be cool. I'm going Nia for the Rumble winner.
I feel like they get Nia out somehow. Like, they're not quite ready to go there with Nia yet, and they still have to figure her out after the whole Enzo fiasco. So I feel like they're going to take the back pedal off of her because she is associated with him, and they're going to want to sever that tie, so she may go on the back burner for a hot minute until they can kind of figure out what they're going to do with her. Oh, screw it, Becky. I want Becky to win. She's not gonna, but I want Becky to win. Because I don't want to pick Asuka. Even though she's a clear favorite, she's probably going to end up winning Becky.
A ball picked Asuka. It did not do it for the video game, because apparently you cannot do a woman to Royal Rumble in WWE 2K18.
Boo!
I sat here, I downloaded a bunch of women for the Rumble, and they went, oh, apparently I can't do it. Speaking of the Women's Royal Rumble, check out WildTalkRadio.com tomorrow for the complete predicted order that I wrote down. You'll have a men's and a women's available tomorrow at WildTalkRadio.com.
Ding!
So I'm going to that. Anyway, next.
Up next, we have the men's Royal Rumble.
Okay. Taker showing up?
Actually, we missed two questions on the women's Royal Rumble.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Is Taker showing up? I don't know. I really, honestly don't know. Before we get into Taker, though, let me just run down the list real quick so we have people to talk about of who is in the Men's Royal Rumble so far. We have 17 names.
Wow, they've actually got to 17 because that wasn't there before.
Yeah, they must have updated the site today. So you have John Cena, Finn Balor, Randy Orton, Shinsuke Nakamura, The Miz, Elias, Baron Corbin, Woken, Matt Hardy,
yes.
Bray Wyatt. You can take those two out right now.
Yes.
In English, yes. Rusev, Titus O'Neil, Apollo Crews, Ty Dillinger, Big E, Kofi Kingston, and Xavier Woods.
Notice the name not listed? Roman Reigns. 3 days before the Royal Rumble? 4 days? Whatever it is? He's not listed.
They'll throw him in there.
He's in it. But this is more of a point of get on it. Throw him in and announce it. Make it, you know, clear he's in the Royal Rumble. That's the point to them. Anyway, Taker?
I don't think Taker himself shows up. But there could be some Taker-like shenanigans.
Okay. So you say Bray and Matt are going to eliminate one another?
Yeah, they're going to take each other out because the Great War is coming. Finn Balor, maybe? Maybe not. Randy Orton's a no.
Remember, no one on Raw is going to win this Royal Rumble if it's not Roman Reigns.
I know, but I would really love to see Shinsuke Nakamura win the Rumble.
He's SmackDown.
I know that, but
he can win.
Really spectacular if he won the Rumble.
He can win. I'm saying anyone on the Raw side is not going to win if it's not Roman Reigns. So eliminate the Raw people. Stick to SmackDown people, because you can only pick Roman from Raw.
Okay, so for SmackDown, we have Shinsuke.
Now you get it?
Yes. We have Shinsuke, we have Baron, Aiden and Rusev.
New Day.
Ty, yeah. Is Ty on SmackDown?
Yes.
And then New Day. Okay, so you can eliminate New Day. It will not be New Day. You can eliminate Ty Dillinger.
It's not going to be Ty. It's not going to be Randall Orton.
It's not going to be Randall Orton. It's not going to be Aiden. And it's not going to be Rusev.
So
that kind of leaves Baron and Shinsuke.
Video game went with Baron.
Baron versus either AJ or the Owenses.
Baron eliminated Aiden English in the simulation.
And that will probably happen Sunday.
Just not for the final two.
Yeah, just not for the final two. My pick is Roman, but I want Shinsuke to win. Like, I really want Shinsuke to win. That would be interesting for the SmackDown title to do AJ and Shinsuke, or Kevin and Sammy and Shinsuke. Like, you can't go wrong either way with that. But it's going to be Roman.
Do you remember where this Royal Rumble is?
It's in Philly.
Remember the last time?
As I recall, your city started the whole booing Roman Reigns thing.
Yeah.
It's all your fault. You guys going to throw batteries at him, too?
It's wintertime, so Santa Claus is going to be showing up. Someone's going to try to throw a snowball at Santa Claus. It's going to ricochet off of Santa Claus and hit Roman. Roman Reigns is not winning here in Philadelphia. It did not go well the first time. Shinsuke Nakamura is going to win this Royal Rumble. Simple as that. 8-ball went with Roman Reigns. Now I'm going to ask you this question. And this is a can go for either side, and we'll answer the two same question for both Rumbles. Who do you want to see return? What legends do you want to see? Because I have a couple of names for the Women's Rumble that I want to see. Should I throw them out there?
Yeah, throw them out there.
Okay. Victoria.
Victoria would be good.
I've heard Molly Holly's a thing.
I'd be okay with Molly Holly.
I think Nikki's going to be a thing.
I think Nikki's in it. I would suspect Bree's in it.
I have Nikki coming out 30th.
Yeah, because of her neck. I can see that.
As for the men?
I'm going to throw out another name for the women.
All right, go.
Michelle McCool.
Always possible. We did just see her.
We did just see her. She looked in good shape. She's been training.
For the men, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of men on the roster where you don't need a lot of legends. And you just brought back a lot of people. And they all really weren't in shape to get into the Rumble match. And you're bringing in a lot of people for the women. There's probably like 3 or 4 legends, and the rest is NXT people.
I was going to say, I'd rather see like NXT people than legends. Because the legends are always nice to see. But if you're talking about the Royal Rumble, it's like the legends are always a... okay, one and done type situation, but where
But for the women, there's 12 open spots, so you have to mix it up. You can't pull out 12 NXT women.
No, but they'll probably have a handful of legends for the women, and then they'll do the rest NXT.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There will be probably 1 or 2 NXT for the men, but I don't really see any big surprises that, like, off the top of my head, I could say, hey, this person should come in. Will there be, like, a Tommy Dreamer? Probably, because he's wrestling Friday here for House of Hardcore. It's ECW, it's Philly. Expect Tommy Dreamer, because they'll get the pop for him.
But I'm going to throw the Brits out there.
Yeah, they'll be in there.
Two of them are going to be in the country. Pete Dunne is going to be here. He's doing a thing at TakeOver, and Tyler Bate is doing a thing at TakeOver, so they will be here. It's very possible they could show up in the Rumble on Sunday, where you just throw them out there real quick, you have them do their thing, and then they come back. Because it's a perfect opportunity to not only get the UK title back on TV again, but also to continue to introduce both of them to the US audience. I do not expect Trent Seven, because he is working the night of the Rumble.
Yeah, he's replacing Pete Dunne on a new show. So, yeah, for the men's, I don't see many real legendary surprises. There'll be 1 or 2, but I don't expect a lot.
I'd love to see, like, Aleister Black in it.
Yeah, but it's not his time yet.
It's not his time yet, but, you know, again, it's you just bring somebody up from NXT or 1 or 2 names up from NXT, throw them out there, and it's like, boom, there you go. There they are, essentially.
Yeah. So, that's what I got. Anything else you want to throw in about the Rumble?
I'm excited for it.
I'm super excited. That's why I'm writing things for the website, wildtalkradio.com, about it. One of my favorite events of the year. I really dig it.
And you're not going!
I know.
It's in your city, and you're not going.
Yeah, I know. Should mention, you have number 21.
Hoo-hoo! A good solid number.
I have 29.
Cheater.
Not cheating.
Cheater.
Did it live on WTR.
Who got 30?
Just closed the thing. I think it was Rob.
Of course Rob got 30.
Yeah.
Of course he did.
He did. Rob got 30. So, yeah, that's that. I think we're done?
I think we're done. So, you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Okay. You plug the thing first.
Alrighty, y'all, it is the last week of voting for the Wrestling Radio Awards, so please go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Vote for your peeps, the rack, you know, for Show of the Year, Female Interview of the Year with Angelina Love, and Media Interview of the Year with Shawn Michaels. You can vote once a day, WrestlingRadioAwards.com. It's midnight to midnight on the voting. So please, we really appreciate it if you go vote for us. And thank you in advance.
Saturday night, midnight edition of CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual, we're doing great porn stars presented by Pornhub.com. You can win a prize valued at $100. Go to CBRadioLive.com. Check out CB Radio Live on Facebook and Twitter. Saturday night, midnight edition of CB Radio. Sunday night, after the Royal Rumble, it's Wrestle Talk Radio. They'll recap everything that goes down on the Royal Rumble at WTR Sunday night on Facebook and Twitter. Monday night's Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday night's twitch.tv/rockradioshow at 11:15 p.m. Eastern is WTR Sims presents WTR Championship Professional Wrestling with the archives available at youtube.com/rockradioshow. Subscribe to that YouTube channel. We'll check out the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 7, Episode 11 now available. Episode 12 will be available, which is the season finale next Thursday. We'll be back next Thursday for another edition of the Rack right here on Wild Talk Radio Network, 10 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you check the socials because we may be live on Saturday. I know, shocker. But usually that's how the deal goes. After a takeover, we'll probably be live. So check the social channels if we do indeed do that.
You good? He went silent, so I'm saying we're good. Alright, you can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters. And don't forget to check out our amazing, awesome sponsors, Gerwick.net, Fightbooth.com, and YouTube.com/MBG1211 for MBG Films. So he's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we will see you maybe Saturday, but definitely next Thursday. For the Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Till then, go vote in the Wrestling Radio Awards for us, and bye!
I'm blinded by his grace, but when you found me, I was dim. We'll be counting down the years, yeah, I'm about this. All them dirty secrets that we share, I'll clear the browsers. We the type to build on our careers and share the houses. You can be a woman and a boss and wear the trousers at the same time. I ain't never letting go. But as long as I'm alive, then I'll be sponsoring your pride. You know there's power in the couple. Let me compliment your vibe, girl.